This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Hi. Hallo.
Hoe dat ben net amper afgeval van die stoel. Oh, dit was snaaks. Hoe gaan het, Barry?
Goed, en jy?
Lekker, man. Jy nou jy bietjie adrenaline, hè?
Ek is verskriklik baie nou. Ek weet nie wat hier gebeur het nie. Maar die stoel het amper meegegee agter my.
Ah, dit was baie snaaks. Good morning, Christian.
Hi, Gaspar.
Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'm so glad. People, we got a full fully, hey?
We got
we got Fifi IRR, we got...
hello?
Sometimes I'm like, is he having a stroke?
Yeah, I know.
Or skree ek, of sy hart in my oore?
Helemaal te hard.
Jam-packed.
Jam-packed, hein?
Almal skree.
Ons het vir Fifi O'Hara, ons het vir Renostus, ons het vir Victo.
Yes. We have two live rhinos coming into studio today. It's going to be Walt and their
we've got
trainers.
The full makers of a rhino movie.
Yes.
Don't call them names
I
now.
I was told I'm getting rhinos, so I'm a little disappointed. Aww. I was ready. I was in the Kruger National Park. I was ready. I was seeing them, and now you've disappointed me.
Please tell me what happened on Sunday, Banner.
Oh, boy.
You went to see a show called The Eeriest Coincidence of the Carrot Shop.
Yes. That is exactly the title.
The now, Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
And you loved it.
I loved it. I actually want to go again.
Okay, I want to.
And can you believe I want to see something twice?
I cannot. I'm rolling in eyes. Hashtag. But Banner... Was Christian there as well?
For a short period of time, yes.
I don't want to talk about
it. No, Christian, but it could be.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
So I couldn't go.
You couldn't go.
I gave you my precious fucking ticket.
Yes, your very precious, lovely seat. Oh, we were like,
it was stunning
dead
seats.
Center, stunning third row from the
really? Let me set it up before he gives that explanation.
Yes.
So we like sitting like, waiting for the show to start, excited. Set is like very futuristic and
there's like boxes everywhere.
Love it. So the show starts, shockingly. You'll see when you go watch. And then after it finished, it ended as if it was the end. And everyone was a bit confused and like,
because it was like a resolution.
Yes, yeah, we all clapped and like, yay, the cast is going to come up for bows now.
Oh,
like,
really?
No one's coming out.
A guy comes out. Okay. Everyone thought that. It was like an awkward, like, this is the end? Cool. A guy comes out, he starts sweeping. I'm like, okay, cool. That was a blast.
Yeah.
Absolute blast. There's no announcement or anything. Everyone starts getting up. I'm like, cool. It's time to go, I guess.
But obviously, when the cast didn't come out...
You.
A new, okay, there's
new.
Second
professional ball. Theater.
So we go out, and after interval, go back, and I'm like, okay, so we stood at the end of the row, before going in, for them, because they sat in the middle, so like, waiting very politely, so they can go in first,
so
and then we can
go in. So you
don't
have to do the awkward, like, tuck
and
your
knee. And
eventually
I'm like, okay, fuck them, I'm going to just go in and sit, and
because
they
haven't returned
no.
to their prime seats.
No.
Our great...
And then the lights dimmed, and the show started. I'm like, okay, they obviously didn't like it.
Christian, so what happened?
So it ends, quote unquote.
Yeah. And you think,
my friend that I took with, I'm like, cool, let's go get some coffee. That was fun. That was a blast. Like, we're walking. I'm like, it ended a little bit abruptly, but, you know, it's fine. Like, I think they cut out, like, a lot from the book.
Because you read the book.
Yes, I've read the book. So I'm like, they left out quite a bit, but it's okay.
Especially the last bit.
And like, my friend's like, isn't it weird that no one ever came out for us to clap? I'm like, maybe it's like some weird artsy statement, like mull over the ending. I get home and I send Bernard a message and I'm like, hi, so I really liked it. I just want to know, did you also think it ended like a little bit like dead, like very abruptly? And you sent me a voice note.
Yeah, laughing. Because then I'm like, oh, okay, they left.
So informing me of what?
That you missed the complete second half of the show. And actually the most crucial part of the show. Mm-hmm.
Can I use the word poignant?
Yes.
Poignant.
Yes.
Okay. Poignant. A little silent G action.
So, but Christian.
Yes.
Well, what's his name? Banner. He wants to go again. I must see it.
Yes.
You have to.
And you have to see the second half.
I would love to see the rest of it.
So we'll have to make a plan.
Definitely.
But
definitely.
Everyone listening, go see the show. It's absolutely amazing. I'm not usually someone for plays. If they don't sing and dance and do a high kick, I'm like... But the show is phenomenal, really. The story, it pulls at every single emotion that you have. It's brilliant.
Well, so it just pulled at a half of Christian's emotion.
But I mean, it was a great first half.
Yeah.
First off, you'll never forget, eh?
Never.
Okay. Well, that's absolutely fantastic. And then we have also seen Bernard. Did you recognize that there is something wrong with Christian's skin?
Yes. I poked him earlier.
What happened?
I don't know what happened.
But what is wrong with his skin?
I have something with bruises. If I see one, I have to press on it.
Oh, I'm like that with pimples.
No, that's disgusting.
Ach, no. Do you just like walk up to random people and be like, "Ax Gaspard," and start
like that.
Into their face.
Yeah.
You must watch this YouTube channel then.
Dr. Pimple. Dr.
Not
Pimple.
Really, not really. Oh. Not really like that. You know what? You're the ultimate gang. No. On Wish, it's an app you can buy from China.
Are you getting sponsored by Wish? Because you've mentioned it 4 times today.
Nobody should.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm not getting sponsored by the fucking Chinese. But you can buy a pimple popper there.
Oh, they're little loopies.
No, like a piece of skin and you can pop pimples.
Oh.
Yeah. For
There's also a doctor called I can't speak today. Dr. Yanakiram on YouTube.
Yanakiram.
And he just he cuts out abscesses and stuff.
Right? Oh, that's like
really fun to watch.
Okay, so that's a nice show to start with. So he's got blue stuff.
Yeah.
Because you know what he does? He gets bluxomed.
Time.
I do jiu-jitsu.
He does the jiu-jitsu.
I do jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
And that is where people bluxom each other.
We more strangle. Strangle and
kinky.
Strangling and breaking arms are kind of the go-tos.
But I'm suddenly very interested about the strangling classes.
But you do it 5 times a week.
4 times a week, yes.
Yes. So I'm not even... Is that thy word? What can you say? No.
Is that true?
You can do it.
Yeah, you guys. So, so that's his problem.
We have fun. We have problem. We have joy. We have fun. And we also sometimes seasons in the sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're going to have a talk to the wonderful people of Brovecto later.
Yay.
But before we do, I'm going to play you something.
Okay.
A dinky.
Okay, let me test knowledge. Last week, what happened in America, Bernard?
Give me a hint, because lots happened
voting,
there.
Voting.
I actually didn't follow the votes, but it didn't win that well, as expected.
It didn't win that well.
Go that well. Jy weet ek is eigenlijk Afrikaans, nee. Jy weet het.
Potkiet is rus, fucking...
Manie kom fucking judge nou.
Jammer. Ek het gestem vir die midterms.
Ja.
Okay. It didn't go as went, or whatever you said. And then... And then he went to... What happened on the 11th of November? In 1918.
The
was the end of the World War.
Oh.
So we had that the armistice.
Yes. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah, armistice. But if you see Christian's armistice, it's blue collar.
Yes, we had the route gevat now.
I know.
It's all for the...
No, it's not for the blue collar. No, we're back.
Okay.
So, no, it's for the setup for the thing I'm going to play.
Okay.
So, Trump said he couldn't go to the graveyard because for the Americans because it was raining.
Oh yes, yes, and then it was an
uproar.
Golf course playing golf in the rain.
I don't know about that. That's fake news.
No, no, there was actually a picture posted.
He posted of him like Instagram
in the rain.
Like, hey, golf.
The bastard.
And then he's like, oh no, but I can't go to the graves. It's raining.
Oh, you know. So I studied a bit the First World War because I was interested. Who started it?
Americans. They normally start everything.
No. No, it's the same people who started the Second World War. Who were they?
Not the Americans.
No. Who were they?
No, that's my answer. Not the Hitlers.
The audience says Germany.
Yeah, Germany started it.
The Hitlers. That's an indie like punk band.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a nice name. Write it down. And now...
The Hitlers!
With Music Den, the rock version. It was Germany, yeah. And then...
Why did they start that?
They wanted to expand.
Okay, and they ran out of room. And they were like,
countries.
We would like some more room, please, to expand.
They were looking for an excuse to start a war because everyone was like tense. And then the Serbian shot the... Austrian-Hungarian crown prince.
So just to be clear, that did not turn out well.
That started the war.
Cool.
Okay.
So never shoot any, like, Hungarian princes.
No. And with that in mind, let's go back and listen a bit to Seth Meyer, who I admire. He did a nice sketch, which I thought was quite funny. And I hope it's still funny now.
If it's not...
Donald Trump holds a press conference. Rambling, nonsensical answers raise more questions than the answers. So we decided to hold another one right here, right now. That's right. Donald Trump and the Late Night Press Corps are here in our studio and ready to go. So without further ado, it's time for the Late Night White House Press Conference. Mr. President, yes, thank you. Seth Meyers, Late Night with Seth Meyers. President Trump, how would you describe the current state of your presidency?
In the final couple of weeks.
Mr. President, what would you say to Mike Pence, who was probably hoping that you'd be impeached by now and he'd be the president?
Too bad, Mike.
How long have you been president?
For like 44 years or something.
I haven't seen Jared Kushner in a while. Where is he?
Being held hostage in Venezuela.
Hey, did you hear that my wife and I had a second child?
Congratulations. I'm sure you're very unhappy about that.
You bragged that when you ran the Miss Universe pageant, you used to barge into the dressing room. What did you do when you went in there?
I say, come on, let me see what you have.
What do you tell your barber?
Make it look like not good.
Hey, how's Melania?
I don't know if she likes me anymore, but that's okay. She used to.
What do you see when you stand on the bathroom scale?
Large, large numbers.
What's the hardest part about having a threesome?
You can't do them simultaneously, by the way. Just think of somebody says, oh, you can do them both. No, you can't. Because if they're doing that, we're not doing the other.
What's between your ears?
Beautiful, perfect air.
As much as you love your furry friend, you forget to treat him for ticks and fleas monthly. But now there's Bravecto, a chewable remedy that lasts 12 weeks. There's no residue, so he's ready for hugs right away. And if he loves water, well, that's okay too. With 12 weeks of tick and flea protection in a single tasty chew, you'll say bravo to Bravecto, and so will your pet, in his own way. Visit your vet or vet store or bravecto.co.za to find out more.
For swai, yo silu sucker, and Sumatra.
Rum, 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 rum,
discuss
the Oh, they're here.
Oh my god.
The beautiful ladies from Brovecto.
Hi guys.
Did
Hi.
You say hello to Kent?
We did.
We did. Yeah, he's looking good.
He's looking good, eh?
Yes.
But he's due.
We brought his Brovecto.
Okay, we're gonna give him his Brovecto live.
It's gonna be super exciting.
I'm so, and he knows about it. He couldn't sleep last night. I've been. Everything okay?
Oh yeah, good.
Yeah,
good
because I saw some. There's always people who spoil the joys of life. Hey.
always.
So I saw the. But just on the peripheral, if that's a word, one or two people again saying that Brovecto isn't safe, but it is the best thing I've ever encountered in my life. So why do we get? Well, we get people who say there's never been people on the moon, eh? As well. So you get these strange people who now make it a mission. Why can't they go and develop their own their own thing?
Yeah, we can't comment for why certain people do things.
Yeah.
But what tends to happen is they take a story and then completely sensationalize it.
Mm.
So what came out recently was a really simple, story from the FDA in America, just saying that all the products that belong in that same class of drugs should just be used with caution in dogs with epilepsy. Nothing major, nothing serious, nothing different. Our package insert already has that and has for months. And with that, some reporters made a sensationalized story, and then people read one line out of the story, and that's what they put all over social media.
Yeah.
So Brovecto is just, it's a really enormous product in South Africa because it's so good. Mm. So then so many people know about it. They know the name. And then they see something in social media, and they're like, oh my God, is this true?
Yes.
So that's where a lot of it comes
from. Yeah, I got a couple
of
questions as well from people, and I got some people who smirkingly send me the article. It was in some American of ABC or CBS or whatever. And then I just said, well, it's not, number one, dangerous, but for dogs with conditions. That's what it says. And number two, I have not encountered any dog yet with problems.
No, exactly. I mean, I was saying to Kim earlier, I'm a vet myself. Yeah. I have five dogs of my own that I love dearly, and one of them has a kidney problem because he actually ate something he shouldn't have recently, a human drug that he got hold of and shouldn't have. So he had.
So why have you got Viagra on you?
Well,
she's trying really hard not to say like what it was.
It was more like the anti-inflammatory range of
okay,
products.
Okay, sorry.
But yeah, he landed up with a severe kidney problem, and we got him through that. He nearly died. He lived. And 3 weeks later, he was due for his Brovecto. I gave him his Brovecto, and he's perfectly fine. That's
good.
How confident I am.
Yes.
And that's why it's so frustrating seeing these stories, because you just know what rubbish most of them are. Because, you know, I'm that confident myself in my own dogs.
Mm.
But people only read the headlines.
Exactly.
They don't read the actual article where it says, well, you know, like 1 in 10,000 dogs have epilepsy and maybe won't be good for them. They don't read that part.
Exactly.
But who makes the headlines? Or the bloody newspapers. So they get that bit
They
out.
Have to make it big so it's clickable. So they have to be like,
exactly.
Dogs will die if they touch it.
It's got to sound, you know, what on earth is going on here? I need to read the rest. Yeah.
Tell me, how's it going with your, what's the word for voorbereiding in English?
Preparation.
Ach, how's it going with? I don't know what's going on. I think I need Brovecto. Your preparations for the cats?
Oh, it's doing really well. We can't give out too many secrets, but we're closer than the last time.
Oh, boy.
So the cat people can get more excited. They'll have a Brovecto for cats.
Progress
soon.
Is being made.
Yes, because that is the future, science.
Oh, I love the future.
I love it.
For
my whole heart.
It's soon.
And do you have, I nearly said, do you have parents? Do you have, your parents have pets, Bernard?
Yes, I do.
Have you put them on Brovecto?
Not yet.
And the parents?
They are, but not the pets yet. Yeah.
Wat eet hulle?
Ek weet nie wat gebeur hulle nie, maar ek gaan
hulle onmiddellik... Nee, wat hulle honde?
Hulle het honde en katte.
Ach man!
Ja, nee, hulle het alles.
Hmm.
Ja.
Okay.
A budgie?
Ja. Amper alles.
Amper.
Hoekom is dit as een mens in een huis instap met een parrot, that the parrot never wants to speak to you?
Because they're dicks. They're awful, awful pets.
They are.
Super judgmental.
They are, because then you go, hello, hello, and it just looks at you like...
Cats get such a hard time. Parrots, they're the real, like, terror.
Parrots are the terror. And then
and they bite.
They bite.
Because they don't have... They, that's how they feel, right? They bite things. Imagine, like, walking up someone. How's your face feel? And just, like, not, like, gnawing on it.
And then you're having a very important conversation with your friends. And then all of a sudden, from the corner of the of the room... That's the fucking parrot.
But
the normal parrot.
That's my mom's parrot. It's like that.
See?
Like, when you get close to the cage, like... Bows his head like, okay, cool, pick it up now. And when you get close with your finger, like,
yeah.
And then, like, stand there for half an hour trying to, like, oh, he learned this word. See now. Like, say this, half an hour, nothing. Walk away.
I know. No, they're bastards. I hate them. I wanted to ask you about the... summer months now, it's quite dangerous, eh? So, what is our rule? 12 weeks?
Every 12 weeks, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Kent had his last time on air the 25th of August.
Oh, goodness, am I going to need to pull out my calendar?
No, so it's time. Hey.
No, it wouldn't be yet.
September, October.
No, well, a couple of... did I say October?
You said August.
August.
August, yeah. August,
so August
September,
October, November. So
we are here.
It'll be about the end of this month.
Yes.
Be soon.
Yeah.
So today is fine?
Yes.
Yeah.
It won't be an overdose?
No, you can actually repeat the product anywhere from 8 weeks after.
Okay.
But we do 12 weeks, but anywhere from 8 weeks is fine.
Okay, great. Well, if you can maybe get your camera ready, Christian, how's your battery?
It's... good enough.
Okay. And if Kim, if you can maybe help Kent, and we can call him.
All right.
And we can record this.
Packet, yeah.
Yeah. Kent. I think call Kent.
Kent, come.
Hi. I want to see that.
Does he take treats from strangers?
Yeah, this is what I'm wondering.
He looks very excited.
He does.
So I think he does.
He does.
My dogs would not be having it.
Kinky! Oh, he's going to have it now, ladies and gentlemen. The dog is sniffing at the liver cake of... because it's liverish. It's liverish?
Yes. Liver flavored, yes.
It's liver flavor. And there it is. And Kent is so excited.
He's wagging his tail.
Is he wagging?
Yeah.
Oh. And just see how easy it is. 1, 2, 3, from a stranger.
Yeah, that's it. Cool, no text, please, or mites.
Okay, but sometimes he does that, but just keep on recording.
He's just really bad at eating.
He's a very bad eater.
He's gentle.
He's
not inhaling.
That was
food.
Precious. That was so cute.
It's cute, eh?
That was adorable.
And we got it on what? On
film.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
It's the first time I've seen a dog excited for medicine.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was very impressive.
Which he was like sitting like eagerly like, okay, open it. Open it.
He's also the person that was giving it. Can you just put that out there?
Of course, of course.
Kenty, you're safe again. Now we can go out because I was with this heat. I was so scared.
He can go swimming. Mm.
And considering it's been hot and then raining hot again, ticks and fleas are going to be...
rampant. Yeah. So, he doesn't swim, but he stands in the pool.
He wallows.
Yeah, he just stands there and contemplates life, meditates. And so he can do that now and get out. And I'm feeling much more secure because we stay sometimes on a farmish kind of a place.
Yes.
Not armish.
No, it's definitely, you don't have to say kind of, it's a farm.
Okay. And there I was scared for the bull slicer.
Yeah,
because we go for I go for a drive on my Segway, and Kent must just walk along, run along, which he doesn't quite like in the heat. And so I thought, oh my goodness, I don't want a tick now. But maybe I've got bitten by a tick.
Why? Are you okay? Do you have like Lyme disease?
Yeah. I think so. But what is Lyme disease?
Hey Siri, what's Lyme disease?
The good news is it's not in South Africa.
Oh, do we not have Lyme disease
yet? No, we don't.
Lyme disease, also known as Lyme borreliosis.
Infectious disease caused by a bacteria named Borrelia spread by ticks.
Is that
Christian star system? Snorks, no.
Isn't that star system, Borrelias?
No.
Oh.
Casper, we were wondering if you've been unfaithful to Kent, because you sent us pictures of a little spotty dog.
Wanting to know who that was.
I just want to tell my people listening, or say my people, I haven't got a Steve Hoffman conflict.
You have a little cult. Yeah, the Casper Radio cult.
I mean, the people listening to us, that you must go to Parecto's Facebook page and post pictures with you and your dogs and later with your cats when we get there. But on the farm, there's a lot of animals, okay? And so one of them is a Dalmatian. And he likes me for some reason. I don't know. And I said, well, you come here, Snoop. His name is Snoop. Aww. Snoop Dogg. And
you went full Cruella.
Full? Cruella, yeah.
Cruella.
Cruella de Vries. And I don't know if he gets Provecto, though.
Because you just saw ticks and fleas. There was like a little commune.
No, not on him. I just thought, he's so sweet. And I saw the purple Provecto thing that I've got. It's actually Ken's. And I thought it would go well with the black and white of the Dalmatian. And so I took a picture. Then I went to the Facebook page of Provecto trying to post that. And I couldn't. So I think I'm stupid. Hey, how do you post?
No, but some pages, if the settings is in such a way that not anyone can post on the page.
You only hear this, people.
No, but we've set our page that you can post.
So it's him. It's his fault.
It's my.
So I don't want to say that outright.
It's his fault. It's all your fault.
Okay, you go on
let
to
me
the
check.
Check, Banner. Yeah. let me try and. Okay, what I'm going to do. Will you take a picture of our guests?
Okay.
And then post that on the Facebook page of Revista.
Social media. Fast. Everything is blocked on my phone.
Fast.
Nope. You can't.
We're not.
You can't.
Well,
you see?
Can't.
You see? I'm not that stupid.
There's no. You can message you, but you can't do a post on
the
page.
Okay, so change that.
We
so
will
that
fix
people.
That because that's not how it was set up. So yeah. We've had some of our global colleagues having a look at our page. So I don't know if they've maybe changed some settings. So we'll go and make sure that. Yeah.
Global.
We'll blame everything on Global Big Brother.
Global meltdown.
We'll fix that right away because we love people posting pictures.
Because I want to, and then I end up sending it because I couldn't post it on the Facebook, and I want to show off. Yeah. So that is where the Dalmatian comes from. There's also a riffraff, a richback. There's also I don't know what that thing is. A little mop. With eyes. And then there is also a totally mixed breed little dog, Shem. And he loves me. Gemma. Gemma loves me. I will put a picture of Gemma on soon. And then it's in London, we got Google, who's also like a richback. Not mine, but.
I was so confused when he said that. No. I was like, what are you on?
And we got Gangster. Who is not well.
Google and Gangster.
Google and Gangster, that's our neighbors there in London.
Okay.
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 So, cleared it up for you. Yeah. I've got all these friends. Okay, and so we will, so you can't post it.
I physically cannot.
Oh. Tell us why. What is this now?
I'm on a social media fast.
What the hell is this, millennial?
It's when you... I don't know. Like, I was just feeling, like, too connected. And I was like, I wanted to step away.
Too connected.
Oh, it's God. A thing. Like, social media is designed to just wrap you in and, like, suck you dry. Yes. Yeah. Like, Facebook emails me 5 times a day now since I stopped. Because they're like, hey, you're... 150 notifications. Come back to us, please. They're like a needy girlfriend. So it's really difficult right now. But
you just actually want to say that you had 150 notifications.
But it's been like 3 weeks, so it's not like okay. That much. But
just what are you? Are you a millennial or something else?
Millennial, yeah.
You are a millennial.
Yes. Oh. So at the moment, I'm not using...
Isn't it obvious?
I'm not using any social media, so YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I've just kind of like blocked or deleted the apps for the time being.
How long are you planning on keeping this for?
I don't know. I'm seeing like what, like Instagram I use professionally, quote unquote, for like networking and stuff. But the other ones, I feel like, do I need them?
But yeah, when you're on the radio show, we do need you.
We have the lovely man over there.
You know. So when you go to work, do you interact a lot with A, millennials, B, animals,
and are they the same?
Animals are much more loyal than millennials.
We prefer the animals to the millennials.
But is it like a office job that you do, or do you go and see clients?
What is work for you, quote unquote?
So Karen and I are based in the office.
I'm so sorry.
I know, but you know what? What's nice is that when we want to get out, we can. So then yes. We go to the vets and we go and visit. We do a lot of welfare work, so and we're involved with some of the anti-poaching units, so they invite us very kindly to come and see the work that they're doing. So when we're feeling a little bit claustrophobic in our four walls of our office, we make sure that we get out.
And Provecto, have they heard about the Casper de Vries McDonald's fund yet?
I can't. No.
Are you joking?
What?
I can't tell sometimes if you're joking or not, because like, this sounds like an insane enough thing for you to have like somehow finagled.
No. Finagled. I know.
It's like the Ronald McDonald House, but not.
No, I was joking.
Okay.
I was joking about charities.
You never know with him.
Well, and so the Brevecto market, obviously there will be people trying to copy you. Has that happened yet?
Not yet.
Have you checked Wish?
But because like something like Coke, you can't. You just can't make another one.
So
maybe Brevecto, it's got that secret, eh?
So the active ingredient in Brevecto, which is Fluralana, is actually patented.
Oh, remember that name, Bernard, for a drag queen.
That's such a beautiful name for a girl as well.
But yeah, it's patented, so for a good few years still nobody technically can copy it.
Yes.
And so far there's one other product in South Africa that's of the same class but a different kind of product and only lasts a month, and two others overseas. So no one's yet been able to make a product that lasts 12 weeks like Brevecto.
And you've got the head start with your name, so people will rather go with that.
And then also if you get the cats going, like
exactly.
The cats can
just destroy the market.
Yeah, no, to my knowledge, no other product in that class has a cat product. The rest actually can't be used in cats at all, whereas Brevecto can.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm a bit disappointed. I went to, with a friend, to a vet the other day to get the Brevecto for their dogs, and they gave...
A one-month product.
No, they gave her a Frisbee.
Oh, yes.
Do I see any Frisbees here?
I will get one off for you next week.
Because she said, "Do you want a Frisbee?" I said, "No, man, I am like an ambassador for Brevecto. I will get so many Frisbees."
Would you like a bowl as well? We'll give you a Frisbee and a bowl.
Oh, please. You see, you always got
to
do that.
You have to
Without Facebook, you can't do this.
No, do you know why they were actually giving them out? Is we did a scratch and win competition.
That's right. No, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Do you think that woman scratched and won? Is
she
that what she
have,
did?
Or they might, that's what was supposed to have
she
happened.
Was supposed to, up until the 31st of October.
She might be a very good
client. That could be what happened, yes.
Because she's got lots of dogs.
Yeah.
And that's why they gave her the bloody Frisbee.
So there might be some vets who've still got some stock of the prizes left. So if they've got some nice clients, they might be handing them out.
Yeah. Okay,
it's not that we don't like you. We will give you one.
Please, I need all the merch. If you've got like G-strings, I'll wear it.
He's going to be fully purple at one point.
Yeah, like you. After jiu-jitsu.
I get the joke. Okay.
Sorry, what did you say, Kim?
A little bit worried to see the social media pictures of the purple G-string, but...
I think it can look very cute. Casper in his purple G-string on the Segway, with Ken running...
Oh, that'd be cute. With the Brevecto hat and the Frisbee in the air.
In the sunset.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Vomit.
Maybe kids. Darkness.
Like a little silhouette action. It's going to be fantastic.
Mm. Yeah.
On the farm, there's like every... Oh, you were there too. Every couple of months, we got what do you call it? A dinner? A lunch?
No, it's just a lunch.
What's it called? The farmer's...
It was actually a day lunch.
No, I'm going to invite you.
Oh, lovely.
It's like a culinary experience. That was... Okay. Yeah, not a lunch. Like, a lunch is like what you do with your friends quickly.
Yeah, but you can bring your animals.
Yeah, you can bring anything.
And it is like a beautiful... view, and then you can actually, it's like sushi, you can choose your cow, and they go,
I know. You're like, you bond with it, you give it a name, and then they take it to the dark room.
So, I'll go for Blomiji.
The back quarter.
No, isn't it strange that we as humans can eat meat and look at a cow and
Not associate,
eh? Not Why? Sure. Why do we do that?
I think we don't want to.
I think I choose not to.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was little, my aunt had chickens.
And I remember the one day my uncle went out and he was chasing a chicken around there, caught the chicken and chopped his head off, and that was our lunch. And I was like, I can't eat today.
Yeah.
But you can eat chicken the day before and the next day.
Yeah,
that was fine, but that one I couldn't because I saw him before. Yeah. So like,
the
no.
nuggets are dinosaur shit. Like,
not happening.
There was no way that that is related to a chicken.
Can we try and see if our WhatsApp is working?
I feel like we're getting stuff. Do you want me to announce a number?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. If you want to send us a WhatsApp, you can do it now. Okay. Sorry, you were just blocking the entire number. You can send us WhatsApps at 079-748-2090. That is 079-748-2090.
It looks like it's working.
You can also send us Telegrams, I think.
Wow.
Telegrams?
The app is called Telegram.
It's
owned by Twitter.
Oh, it's a millennium
version. At the same number.
Don't go to the post office now.
That was my thought.
That's ons allemaal in het gedenk.
Morse code.
But where? Like a carrier pigeon flies into the window.
You can't say send us telegrams. Where are we going to see them?
It's also connected to your little Cliff Central app thing.
You think so?
Yes, Dory told me.
Ah.
Yeah.
So this is a Harry Potter-esque moment for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. There's a little owl perched.
But you're
ready
gonna,
to
you're
rock
gonna have
and
to
roll.
Work it out yourself because Christian can't look at it because it's social media.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
You're on your own with this one.
It's gonna burn his eyes.
Okay. So that is so Michelle sent us a what?
Kirschenbaum.
I think so.
Hello. What did she say?
Michelle Kirschenbaum. Yeah. It's like a. Well, she used to be a
cherry tree.
A what?
It's cherry tree.
Oh, so
oh
not that
cherry tree.
Yeah, Kirschenbaum sounds like a Chinese bread.
No,
like,
she was like a regular listener, and then
she is a regular. No, people can't get through on our app.
So they've been listening, they've just been unable to get a hold
you
of
get
us.
Get it? So she sent us a Wish from the Wish app, a very bad dress.
So
that's
it
sale.
Says when you order from the Wish app, and on the left it's a beautiful model in the dress.
I saw those pictures.
On the right,
bagel.
Not a beautiful
nice.
Dress. Yeah. It's not working out for her. I hope she's okay. Like, she's covering her face. I think she's crying, embarrassed, having a day.
Let me go into Wish. I just want to see if they will sell Brevecta.
I wish you would
no,
stop.
They don't.
Don't they? Have you checked?
It would be some off-brand, like, brick made
but
out of, like, mud.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see. Because these
your dog will actually die if they
that's
ate,
very
like,
racist of me to say these people. But these
please
people
don't
sell
say
everything.
That. You're not my high school headmaster.
Start shopping. Okay. Okay. Because I bought a couple of things from them.
A couple. The shoes he's wearing.
Shoes I'm wearing. The
No. I'm, like, asking just a couple.
Yeah, no, I bought.
He also bought, like, a TV aerial.
They
why?
Don't have Brevecta.
Thank you.
They don't have Brevecta. I just checked.
No.
They don't have it. They have...
Well, now we know.
Close to that, that is, it's a comb.
That is very interesting tagging.
It's probably a flea comb.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a flea comb. But okay, so they don't, that they don't know. Because usually you see an ad for something, and you go on Wish, and you type that in. Like, television channel to see the whole world's television. And then you get... from Wish.
Did you type in television channel to see
yes.
the whole world's television?
Yes.
I'm honestly surprised something came up.
This is like 25 rand.
And what can you see with it?
Yeah.
SBC 3.
Nothing.
Static.
<You've been laughs>
But don't you wait a long time for these deliveries to
3
come?
3 months, man.
Yeah, by the time they arrive, you don't want it anymore. Mm.
So I can order now, and then when I get my order, Kent is due for another Brevecta.
But then the lice comb will be here. So you'll be ready.
The lice comb. Yeah, it will. It will absolutely be. I'm trying to remember your surname. It's Polish.
Yeah, that's correct. Chalczynski.
Chalczynski.
Sounds like a skier's last name.
It does.
Like an ice skier.
Or
like
maybe a Russian figure skater.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get to. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. And now the Chalczynskis on the ice.
I see a cute little furry animal. A Chalczynski.
Okay, like... like a...
Yeah.
So there you are, young Chalczynski in Poland, or where the fuck is. And you run around and you hear something on the radio. And you'll never forget that song. What was that, the first one?
Oh my goodness. At the moment it seems to be Baby Shark is all I you can hear. Oh my God. Stuck in your head.
No, but when you were small.
I was small. Yeah. Probably the Care Bear song, to be honest.
Really? What is that?
Just all gummy bears.
Gummy bears. But I was quite excited to hear you sing Care Bears.
No, we're not singing anything.
No, we're gonna yeah. After playing this, do you want to play the 2092 song you've added to Up Next? No. I swear, that's what they asked me. No, no, clear. Okay, let's see what this is. Is it this? This sounds like I farted this.
This is
Well, I have a rock in a cave below, just perfect for high.
I'm glad your taste improved.
You did say when I was really young.
Yeah, no, that was the whole thing, because usually we end up with songs like this. Any news that you must divulge for us at this moment?
No, I think you already pulled the biggest one out of us.
Okay. Good, I'm glad, because I've got a knack to do that. Okay, well, thank you for visiting us. It's so great to see you again. And please correct your Facebook so that I can inundate you with photos.
We'll do that today.
And we're going to put on Kent having his Brevecto as well. I'm going to put it on the radio Facebook as well.
Yeah.
I will, not Christian, because he's in a fast.
My phone might explode. Before you guys go, where can people get Brevecto?
From any vet or vet shop. So pretty much there. But also if it's the online shoppers, like the millennials, there are quite a few online shops where you can search it as well.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
That's
so much.
People who don't want to go out, they sit in the house.
Exactly.
So I want Brevecto delivered.
Exactly. So you
people like Christian.
You can
like
have Brevecto delivered because there's some vets who've started online vet shops.
Oh, I love nice. That. That's what I love about Gold. Millennials.
We make things easier.
I know. You're very good. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See you soon. Yes. Remember my Frisbee
and bowl.
I'm going to go look in the car right now because I actually took some from the office yesterday.
Yay!
I'll have a look.
And the Care Bear runs, and the Care Bear guns, and the Care Bear won't be there anymore. Did you know the Care Bears?
I think I knew like they did like a reboot of it, like in like 1998 or something.
A reboot?
Like
that's
yeah,
so millennial.
Like they reimagined it and like redid the art and stuff.
Okay. I want to ask you a question, Christian.
Okay.
What's a herpetologist?
A snake expert?
How did you know that?
I don't know.
You're right.
Thank you.
He knew it.
You're so astonished.
I thought... Excuse me?
Thank you. I was going like more like an expert on herpes.
No.
So was I. And I thought he was going to fall for it. I should have asked you the difficult question. Let me see. What's happening now? Cancel. Let me see what I can ask you.
Come on.
I haven't got a difficult... Oh, what's a blurred? That's a good one for Christian, actually. He wouldn't know that.
A blurred.
But I'm asking
from
you.
Akwetni.
A blurred.
It's when a bird is flying way too fast to take a photo, so when you take it, it's blurry, so it's a blurred.
Okay, that's clever, but...
What is a blurred?
A black nerd.
Ah.
Yeah.
Like a bled with an E.
So no, Sia.
No, this is American.
So Sia.
I don't know if he's a nerd.
You can't be a nerd and also model for MTN. Those are two things that don't go together.
We got a wonderful guest. They've just been around the world winning stuff with a documentary called, is it Stroop or Stroop?
Stroop. In
Stroop.
South Africa, Stroop in America.
In America. Yay, there's my Brevecto. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Stroop in America, yeah, because they can't say Stroop.
Exactly.
Like Stroop waffle.
It's very difficult, yeah. So we say Stroop. Then they get it.
And you are?
Bonnet Abbott.
And you are?
Susan Scott.
Susan?
Scott.
Scott. Okay. Susan Scott Bonnie Le Bot.
Bonnie Le Bot.
Bonnie Le Bot.
Please, not Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Anything, yes.
Sorry.
There's a little
streepie op die ear. Ja, daar's 'n as streepie, ja. Ek het hom gesien. Yeah. But I'm very bad with names.
Okay, so jy is vergewe.
Okay. Mm. But ek gaan dit onthou. Ek sal nooit weer Bonnie sien nie.
Okay.
I'm very excited to come and see your movie, which I will see next week. But now we have to talk about it without giving away too much, but is it a sad movie?
Well, I would rather say it's a roller coaster ride of emotions. Mm. I mean, we do have sad scenes in the film, mm-hmm. but I mean, Susan, when people watch the film overseas, they are moments, beautiful moments, where people laugh.
Okay.
So we've got funny moments as well. So it's not just a sad movie, mm. not at all.
What have you won so far?
Oh, jeez. Well, a couple of best documentary awards at some of the film festivals. It was fantastic, the San Diego International Film Festival. I mean, I think we were bouncing off walls when we were selected. Mm-hmm. They selected
13 yeah, documentaries around the world.
Yeah, because they do, you know, they've obviously, they're quite a... They sit just below Sundance, Toronto, Tribeca, so they're quite a big festival. So we applied for them, and we thought, oh, you know, what are the odds? Mm. And then when we were selected, I mean, I think, yeah, that was unbelievable. And actually, at that moment when we were selected, we got all our return emails from all the distributors and the sales agents. I mean, you know how it works. I mean, they don't pay any attention to you, and then obviously once you get a
good selection,
thing, you're hot. Like all of a sudden.
So... But yeah, and then we won San Diego. I mean, that was huge.
That was incredible.
Okay, so you were obviously proud of your product, but did you expect this? I mean, when you enter, you go, okay, I'm proud of this. Let's see what it does.
Well, exactly. I mean, we wanted the film obviously to have an impact, but I mean, the reception was just incredible. I think we were both surprised, but it just again showed me that people around the world actually care about what's happening here with our rhinos in South Africa. Mm. And I think I've also learned that rhinos don't own passports. You know, they belong to all of us, and people really do care. About what's happening.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's I mean, of course it's a you know, harrowing subject. I mean, you know what you're going to go and see. But I think people don't actually realize the characters, the people that are involved on the ground and the passion and the dedication that they have.
And this we get to learn, get to see.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, the Americans and the Europeans really resonated with that I mean, people afterwards, and it's, you know, it's a feature-length documentary, and people afterwards came up to us and said, oh my gosh, this person, I connected with that person. This person, is he married? You know, so, I mean, it was great because people obviously really connected with the characters in the film, and that's what we wanted. We wanted these incredibly brave South Africans to be seen overseas.
I think that's also what makes it different from what you told me, is it's not your typical... wildlife documentary.
It's not like
David Atterbury like telling about rhinos after behind the bush and whatever. Yeah. It's actual. There's a human connection in the movie as well.
Exactly, because when we started with this film, we thought it's a film about rhinos, but it's actually not. It's a film about the people around the rhino poaching crisis, and it's a human story, and it's really a story. It's not just a nature film about a species. Not at all. I think people don't realize what this film actually is. It's a feature documentary. It tells a story.
Yeah, that's a very good way to put it. Because I think that's the other thing. It's also such a complicated topic. You know, how does it happen? What's happening with the justice system? What happens if we trade? What happens if we don't trade? What are the international community doing? And we tackled it that way in terms of the edit. And I mean, you know how long it took us with the edit. So we're editing and you sit there and you go, we actually can't make it about all the educational stuff because at the end of the day, people are just going to be 5 minutes into this and just go, oh, no. And that's not what
it has to be a story. It's not an activist film.
Where is it going now? Is it going, what I mean with that is it going to go to like Showmax or Netflix or TV, or is it going to cinema houses? How? Mm-hmm. In South Africa, I mean.
So, ironically, even with all the international success, the 10 awards, we have an international distributor, but we don't have a local distributor who is willing to put this film in theaters.
Really?
Because it's not a fiction film, and they say it's a documentary film, so who will be coming to the cinema to screen the film? We feel very differently about it. Mm. We know South Africans want to see this film. They have to see it, and they have to see it in the proper way, the big screen.
Yeah, that's why you made it for.
Exactly. So we're carrying the costs ourselves with New Metro. They're helping us, and we're screening the film after the premiere this coming week. We're screening the film on Sunday, 25th of November, in Menlyn, in Pretoria, and then the 2nd of December at the V&A Waterfront in Cape Town. Oh. And we're selling the tickets, and it's actually sold out for Cape Town.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we just got the news this morning.
Exactly.
So
that's great.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay, so that means you can put in another show and another show.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So if because it's going well, we're definitely going to screen it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it. Yeah.
And
do it.
Then it will be available on iTunes and Amazon from December onwards.
Okay. Yeah, that's the international distributor because they obviously they've got a couple of broadcast sales as well around the world. So that obviously it'll be seen, but it's just, and that also was difficult when we were in LA. Funny enough, talking to all these sales agents and distributors, you know, they were, you know, let's put it onto Netflix. We'll get a fantastic deal, and it was very difficult for us to say no to that and to push for something where because a streamer like that, they get all rights. So we would have lost all educational and theatrical rights here in South Africa. So we wanted to keep that. So we went with this international distributor who do investigative type films, and they said to us, you know, we love the story. We think that it's going to resonate.
It's your home more.
Yeah. And so that's worked out well for us because we still keep the rights to screen it ourselves. And also next year we would like to look at doing a community rollout, you know, and take it out more into the
world. Exactly. Yeah. And then it's your own. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And we want as many eyeballs as possible onto this film. Mm. I mean, let's be honest, on a Friday night with pizza, beer, and you want to watch Netflix, are you going to choose this film or are you going to choose Stranger Things? You know, so, and we want people to watch this film. So I think the distributor that we went with, I think it was the best option for the film.
Yeah.
And it will be screened around the world on broadcasters. So, yeah, we're very happy with it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I will, next Tuesday is...
Wednesday.
I will see it. I can't wait. You read about this Chinese thing that was now, they wanted to relax the laws, but they didn't.
Yes.
That's because of pressure, hey? Because of movies
exactly,
like this.
Yeah. Exactly. So 2 weeks ago they came out and they said, okay, we're going to lift the ban. Mm. The ban has been in place since 1993.
And this is the ban on rhino horns?
Trade in rhino horn, specifically powdered rhino horn for medicinal use. And if you read the press release, the government really says there that they believe in the medicinal value of rhino horn. And we did interviews with traditional doctors, and they do believe it. They really, really do. And yes, and then this week the Chinese government came back and they said, no, we're going to postpone it. So different messages being sent out into the world, but it's because of pressure.
Mm.
It was worldwide. Environmental activists, organizations went out and said, well, we don't want it. So definitely pressure. And when people tell me or ask me, what can I do? There's a perfect example of global movement. When people come together, things happen.
Yeah, exactly, because, I mean, the Chinese ministry, I mean, the spokesperson from Foreign Affairs, you know, they've got a daily briefing every day. And, I mean, on the 13th of November, so that was 3 days ago, she came out and she said, you know, I just want everybody to know that China is committed to saving tigers and rhinos because this ban also impacted tigers. And so she said, you know, China is you know, prepared to fight and, you know, impose harsher laws and enforcement. And so immediately the message was a very positive one, and we're working with the world. So that's great. That's what we want.
Mm. What we actually want is to get a product out there where you like clone or you try, what's the word I'm looking for, rhino horn, you try and imitate it. And then you sell that through
to 3D printed rhino.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, like
it's actually something like
actually
that.
Actually exists. Yeah. 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 So there's a cloning company in the States, and they're very keen to get that going. There's also 3D printing, but you know when, and it's difficult because you sit here in South Africa and people always tell you, oh, there's this, oh, there's that, oh, this is what's happening, you know, in Asia. And we decided, okay, well, we have to go see this for ourselves. Mm. So we've got to go over there. And I mean, you'll see, we applied for a filming visa. We're still waiting for our filming visa.
It's been 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Was there ever a moment during filming, it's such a dark market, that you were scared?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes. I mean, I think when we arrived back in South Africa, we were like, oh my goodness, what did we do? Yeah. You know, I mean, we went in undercover. We've never done it before. We did have help for. We asked other filmmakers. I mean,
what
I think
they've done.
Yeah, I think, you know, we didn't just jump in on our own. We met with a lot, and the filmmaking fraternity are fantastic. I mean, you know, you do help each other, and you go, okay, well, this is what I've done. This is what I've learned or I've experienced. But to go back to that 3D cloning and you know, the sort of fake or the substitute.
Mm-hmm.
When we were undercover, the users said there's no ways that they want, look, I mean, it's also very difficult to tell the difference, but they said there's no ways that they would use something that is fake. They want the real thing, and they don't even want farmed rhinos.
Mm.
They want wild rhinos. And it was interesting to see, because even with there's a lot of pollution in Southeast Asia. I mean, we all know that. But one of the things that the Vietnamese do is they use a lot of I guess like we would eat organic food to be healthy. They would use a brush or a comb that is made from buffalo horn.
Mm.
And by brushing your hair, it gets rid of, you know, toxins in terms of their eyes. It gets rid of toxins and okay. You know, cleanses. And so that's very strong, that belief of using wild
product. A lot of like traditional healing and natural is very important to them.
Mm. Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, it's
generations old. Yeah, you know, we did an interview with a rhino horn user. She was diagnosed with cancer, and she was using chemotherapy, a combination of chemotherapy and rhino horn. And there's just absolutely no connection. It's a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
They don't connect it to the animal, and definitely not a dead animal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're dealing with.
Mm.
And
it's going to take forever.
Mm.
And there's no time.
No.
No.
No, that's what's so depressing.
It's similar to like the vulture situation, where locally vulture brains are smoked for also for like medicinal purposes, mm-hmm. and we're running out of vultures because people keep poaching the vultures.
That's nonsense, eh? What a pity the human beings... Mm. are doing this. It's so ridiculous.
There's a character in the film, a Vietnamese activist, and she does quite a lot of undercover work. And she actually, you know, going to your point about the vultures, she actually said at some point the authorities have to decide, is it, do we focus on traditional or do we focus on our heritage?
Mm.
And I think that's
because it's so sensitive.
And she said, you know, that's what that was the issue in Asia.
Very clever, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's very frustrating because it's like you're putting science against belief, and that's never been a good thing for humans to like try to too much together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we can see, I mean, with movies like Stroop, Stroop, like Stroop,
Stroop,
Stroop, Stroop, Stroop, Stroop, we can see what the reality is. So, I will give a nice... comprehensive feedback after I've seen it next week and tell the people about it, but I'm very excited, and thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you. No, it's great.
And congratulations on your success. And I hope we can solve this problem. I feel so sad for the poor beasts. You know, because just as a last, it will be in the movie, I'm sure, but how does it affect a rhino if they can a rhino go on without their horns, or did they usually die because of the way they are treated?
Well, sometimes they will hack off the horn, basically hack out the face, and the rhino will survive.
Because they want to get the most
out of it.
Oh my
exactly.
God.
So there was a rhino called Hope. She was known worldwide. And her, I mean, you could see her nasal cavities.
Oh,
and she lived for 18 months like
shame,
that. She had operation after operation, and she eventually passed, you know, died, unfortunately. Mm. But also, of course, you know, we, as a deterrent, we dehorn the rhino, and that horn grows back. So you have to do it every couple of months.
Really?
Exactly. It's very different from an elephant. An elephant you have to kill for the tusks, for the ivory. But you can harvest rhino horn without killing the animal. That's also why it's a very controversial and emotional topic, debate, really.
Mm.
Because you can't, you know, I mean, think about Kruger, you've got, you know, and also other national parks. I mean, I don't want to go into numbers here, but you have a lot of rhinos. So you still have a few rhinos, you know, several hundred to you know, upwards. So to go in and now use your rangers and your vets to go in and dehorn them and then do the whole, you know, keep doing the process. I mean, it's obviously it's not sustainable for
a place. It's also probably very stressful and painful for the animals to go through that.
Yeah, very stressful.
Yeah, well, I don't know about... well, there is obviously stress and you know, when they're anaesthetized, unfortunately, unlike other mammals, white rhinos out of... You know, all the mammals, white rhinos, don't do well under anaesthetic, so they can die. So that's a huge stress. But the thing is now you've got, you know, let's say you've got a pride of lions coming along and you've got a mom with a baby.
It's a defense mechanism.
Exactly. So now they're, you know, so obviously it's a lot easier for the farmers or for private reserves because maybe they've got two or three rhinos and they're able to dehorn them and be able to keep up with that. So it is, you know... Almost everything that we looked at in terms of rhinos, solutions and where do we go to and how do we go forward, almost everything was controversial or there were two sides to a story. So it was actually very difficult for us to film. And obviously, you know, being filmmakers, we had to be neutral on the topic.
Yeah, that's the other thing, eh? Yeah.
But it's so hard, I'm assuming, to be neutral on something where you're just like, no, stop.
But we have to show both sides. Yeah. And then the viewer... They
must decide. Yeah, otherwise you'd slant it now. If you take the side of the rhino from the beginning, which we actually do or must do.
Like, I doubt that. Like, I mean, it's so difficult because it's like, once again, taking it back to, like, the whole, like, tradition versus, like, what we know now. And it's so frustrating because, like, in my head, I'm like, obviously everyone will take the rhino side, but then you can't say that because there's a whole continent essentially that's against the rhino. It's like, no, we need this as a commodity.
They mingespin. They want the medicine. That rhymes. They are mingespin. They want the medicine.
Sorry, guys.
Today's
song out of Doctor Seuss.
Have you heard of Fifi O'Hara? You think you know
what I'm about? No, we haven't.
Well, she is there. Uh-huh. And she's from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
And she's our next extra special guest.
Oh, wow. Very exciting.
So that's why I have to ask you to make space for Fifi.
To leave.
Before they go, can I quickly ask, do they have a website or anything where people can find you guys?
Yes, we do. It is www.stroop-film.com.
Stroop, S-T-R-O-O-P.
That's right.
Cool.
And people can go and buy tickets on web tickets.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Doing so well in Cape Town already. I'm so glad to hear that. And we will promote your movie again next week.
Thank you, Pastor. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the good work. We love animals.
Yay.
Okay. Yes, another animal, Fifi. Hi. Oh, I'll
be doing it. Hello. For Amal Dobri Kasper Radio Show. Dit is hoog tyd dat ek weer 'n Frequent Voice noutjie doen. Ek het baie lank laas met julle gesels, maar die week toe het ek op Betty se Facebook page gesien dat julle 'n stunning gas in die studio het die week. En toe besluit ek definitief, die week moet ek 'n voice nou doen. Come fucking hell or high water. Eerstens is dit baie warm in Gauteng. Ek is hier so vir 'n rukkie om te kuier by vriende en familie. En donder, ek weet nie so waar jy dit hier nie. Dit is net terribly warm. Dit is asof die duivel sy fucking oond oopgelos het of iets. Maar nou ja, dat ek nie van die subject af dwaal nie. Eerstens wil ek ook, ja, ek wil net vir Fifi 'n boodskapie doen. So, ek gaan oorsla na Engels toe, sodat sy my kan verstaan. Hey Fifi, my doll, oh my word, it is such an honor to just send you a voice note. Want to welcome you to South Africa, and I hope you enjoy your stay, and everybody treats you well. We're a beautiful country, and I hope you get to explore a lot. You will definitely have such a blast with Casper and the glam team there at the Casper Radio Show. I definitely... know that they will give you a stunning and a good time. I really supported you through the whole RuPaul's Drag Race. And it was such a nice experience. And I love RuPaul's Drag Race. And I love your work. And you are stunning. Stay the way you are. From your very big fan in Port Elizabeth. Baie dankie Cassie, dat jy my voice net gespeel het, ek waardeer dit so baie. Ek hoop julle allemaal het a fucking fabulous naweek, en ja, bly maar net na by swembad, want dit is ongoddelik warm.
And so we are joined by Gavin Prince.
Hello, Cassie.
Oh, so nice to see you again, Gavin.
It's so good to be here.
Oh, and who's that? Behind you, next to you, is Kent.
Technically next to. Are you asking behind me, next to me, or?
I was like saying the wrong thing.
Okay.
I meant next to you.
Oh, next to me. Yes. Next to me is a gentleman, a very famous gentleman with blue hair.
Yes. Well. Welcome, Jeremy. I'm going to call you Jeremy today.
Okay, cool.
But you're off with the O'Hara.
I am.
Yay!
Yeah.
Welcome. When did you come? When did you arrive?
Yesterday. Yesterday morning.
Okay. Are you still a bit?
No, I'm good. Yeah. Okay. No, I got a lot of sleep, and I'm ready. Yeah.
Okay. And are you doing a show tonight at Babylon?
I am. I'm doing a show tonight and tomorrow.
I heard because of the people just want to see it.
The demand.
Just the demand. Yeah. Fantastic. And I just want to say that tonight we got two winners who can go to the show of Fifi. And I've sent the winners' names through. And I can't remember the names. But I will now. But I have sent them through to the people who matter.
But congratulations nonetheless.
Congratulations.
Love and the honesty.
Yes. And it is to, hang on, it is Boy Wonder Pretoria. GTFO.
Okay. Ooh, it sounds like a username.
Mm-hmm. So he won 2 tickets. Congratulations. And then Chris Brittingon of Pretoria, South Africa.
Oh.
So the Pretorians love Fifi.
Yay.
And they are coming through tonight. Congratulations for winning.
What is happening here? Are you coping?
I'm coping.
Coping.
Are you coping, though?
It's very hard. I'm like dying today. How are you? Are you good? Let's talk to our guest.
Yeah.
How's Joe?
This is a very professional show.
I love it.
Extremely.
It's fun.
So much fun. Professional.
Unscripted.
But what was the word that you just said? What was that?
What word?
Are you something?
Coping?
Oh, coping. Yes. Okay, just kidding. I thought it was some fancy new word.
How's Joburg? How's Joburg treating you?
Great. We went out a little bit last night for food and drinks, and it was amazing.
Where to?
Great question. the Saint?
The Saint.
Yeah.
The Saint.
Yeah, never heard of
that
it.
That place. Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Who the hell took you to the Saint? It's dangerous. No, I don't know what it is.
It sounds posh, though.
It sounds very poshy-posh.
Mm. Sounds like it's at Melrose Arch or something.
Yeah.
I'm Googling.
I can't.
You haven't got a strange diet, hey?
Do I have a strange diet?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I'm just
checking.
No. Like if I'm like strict, like a
vegan,
like gluten free. This.
Yeah.
Taste free. No. I just don't eat seafood, but I'll try anything. Yeah.
You won't eat seafood.
No.
You don't eat sushi then.
No.
Oh,
no.
Why? What's wrong with the fishies?
Because I'm fish and I can't eat myself. I can't eat myself.
A little bit of soya and you can force yourself.
You've got a very interesting spelling of your name. Well, both names actually. Jeremy is spelled different to
Jeremy.
Yeah, well, I spelled it out like phonetically. So it was like Jer, like Bear and Jer. Because in school, kids used to call me like Jeremy. And I hated that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I spelled it out Jeremy, and I changed it, so now it's Jeremy. And then Fifi actually was Phoenix first. It wasn't just Fifi, but it was like a nickname, because there was already a Phoenix on a past season of Drag Race. And so they asked if I had like a nickname that I went by, and I was like, well, I'll change whatever, just put me on the show. So then I was like, and I was like, Fifi, they call me Fifi, which was a total lie.
Because when I saw the spelling of the drag show, and you and I was talking about it earlier on while we were waiting, is that I keep on thinking pee-pee. I think pee-pee O'Hare.
Kevin.
Have you ever?
Pee-pee.
Pee-pee Islands.
Shame on you.
I don't mean it like that.
I know, but I mean, when I see it, I think Fifi. I've never gone pee-pee.
I like Fifi.
He's going to drop the H's.
I'm fine with that.
So, obviously, your life has changed tremendously since you have been on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
And when you were there, season 4 was the first time.
Yeah.
So that then the show was already going and it got its name and credibility and everything. It's a big thing.
Yeah. It's massive. Especially now, it's gotten way bigger. It's funny like seeing the difference between like season 4 and now and how big it is.
Yeah, I remember watching the very first one and thought, where's the budget?
Yeah.
And it's like one light.
Yeah.
The winner gets,
and it was on Rue. Yeah.
$25.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was but now it is massive.
Yeah.
And do you have any fallout after the All Star season? Are you happy and friendly with everyone still now? Or were the eruptions?
Well, I mean, we all saw the fight with Alyssa. Me and Alyssa don't talk.
Still not.
Yeah, but I don't care. Like, I'm a firm believer that, like, if someone doesn't add something to your circle, then they shouldn't be there. And that's cool. We just don't mix and it doesn't work. So, but everybody else, we're cool.
But, Bernard, you had a question for Fifi, for Jeremy, a connection with association with names, don't you?
Well, not a question. I wanted to play a little game.
Oh.
We have games now?
Name association.
I'm not very good at game shows.
No, it's a very easy game. I'll just say a name, and you say the first word that pops in your head.
And this is internet radio. So
you're
going to
get
anything.
Subtweeted.
No, you can literally say anything.
Okay.
Ginger Minge.
Toad.
Latrice Royal.
Heavy.
Willem.
Beard.
Bianca Del Rio.
Clown.
RuPaul.
Puppet.
Ooh.
There you go. Shade is real.
Sara Sanchez.
Who?
Okay. Michelle Visage.
Who is a word, right? That's one word, yeah. Michelle Mom.
Oh.
Yeah. Alaska.
Penis.
Bob the Drag Queen. Sorry, I just had to. It was randomly picked, by the way. I'm
Kimchi.
Wow. Eureka.
Oh God. gosh, I don't want to say the things that come to mind.
We'll take oh God.
Yeah.
Alyssa Edwards.
Best of luck. Okay.
Detox.
Drunk.
Trixie.
Dolly Parton.
Shangela.
Box.
Aquaria.
Child.
Are you going through the whole?
Yes.
and
lastly, Fifi O'Hara.
Legend, icon, mother, goddess.
That was a great game. Good job.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, so your CD called Jeremy Carey, is here, and there's one song that has got an E, which is Thank You. Why has that got an E?
I think because I say shit.
Scandalous.
But this song is actually to my ex-boyfriend.
Aww.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, this one. It's a thank you, because I don't think anybody really thanks their exes. And, like, if he was never my ex-boyfriend, I wouldn't have my husband now.
Yeah.
So I have to thank him for opening my eyes to realize, like, I'm better than what you gave me.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play this loud.
Perfect. This one's for you.
So in tonight's show, are you going to do songs like this as well?
I actually don't sing any of my boy album in drag.
Aww.
Yeah, but I have music that I do in drag, like Bitchy.
Yeah, which I played, eh?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I was excited. I have, like, Bitchy, I have Take Control, and I have Queen of Clubs that I do in drag, so...
Okay.
Yeah. I really like to separate Jeremy from Fifi. So.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Are you going to do Bianca Gossips a lot? Especially
she talks shit. That's what she does.
Yeah. So are you going to talk shit tonight about the others?
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. And you obviously keep up with what's happening on RuPaul's Drag Race, hey? Like, I mean...
I mean, if they pay me for a viewing party, yeah. Then I'll be there. I mean, I know most of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Why, what's up? What's the question?
No. Oh, because he read a lot of names, and you seem to have known...
Well, I'm friends with them, with all of them, too.
Yeah. Work together all the time.
Yeah.
So, on your season 4, did you know the other people?
I knew Dita and the Princess.
Okay.
That was it.
And the others that have entered since, you know them, some of them.
I mean, a lot of them I know, especially, like, Aquaria, because, like, Aquaria used to backup dance for me on the Battle of Seasons tour that we used to do.
Ah,
but okay. But Aquaria is literally almost, like, the product of Drag Race, and she was, like, she watched us as a fan, and then she started doing shows, and then she became our friend, and we kind of, like, took her under our wing and, like, helped her out and everything, and then she won. She beat us. So, yeah.
How long does it take to record the series?
Like a month.
And do they give you the sync for your fucking live? What do they call it?
Lip sync for your live?
Yeah. Do they give you all those titles before?
Oh, yeah. So there's no excuse for not knowing your words.
For not knowing, because then some of them are lazy bitches.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how do you not know the words? And they give you, no joke, a printout of the words.
Okay, so there's no excuse.
There's no excuse.
Literally nothing.
There are sometimes, they didn't do it on All Stars, but on season 4, there were times where they were like, hey, we need your iPods back, because that's where all of our music is on. Mm. And it has to be, like, the most basic iPod, because we can't have any internet connection to, like, the real world. Like, it's, like, the most basic thing. So but they would collect our iPods and then put, like, music on. But even then, they would still give us, like, for the new music, word, like, lyric sheets. So. Oh,
perfect. Yeah, so there's no excuse not to know the words.
And they tell you the night before, so that way you know what's going to happen.
Mm. What was the most challenging part about filming the series?
Filming is actually the easy part. It's the aftermath, like the audience and everything. Mm. But I think that's the hardest part, because you're not, the first time around, you're not really used to what, everyone has an opinion.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realize how to handle the people that didn't matter, like, getting to me and stuff. So that was, like, hard to work around.
And was it even crazier because you were in this weird, like, enclosed space for, like, a chunk of time, like, disconnected from the world, and now all of a sudden...
I liked it, though.
Okay. The disconnected part, or the coming back from the disconnected
part?
No,
I like disconnecting from everything.
Thank you. Mm. See, I'm not the only one.
No, I like it.
And after the whole All-Stars debacle, how did you cope with all the social media attacks, and how did you handle that?
I had a big breakdown for All Stars too, and mainly because the show preaches about we're a family and everybody say love, but when they see one of their people hurting and, like, visibly hurting because of the show's editing and everything, and not trying to help, then that's where I felt let down.
Yeah.
So, but I had a breakdown. I literally cried in an airport, and I remember I called Jiggly, my husband, and I was just like, I can't do this anymore. Like, it's horrible because these people think this one way. Mm. Not everybody, but there was a lot of people that thought this way. And I was like, I don't know what to do. And, Jiggly actually kind of, like, slapped me out of it. And she was right. Like, I'm living a dream, and I'm not going to let these people take my, like, my dream away from me. So they can stay mad watching.
And I like that.
Oh. Yeah. What? Okay. And there's obviously a lot happening sort of in terms of the editing. Like, they sort of change your character or push your character a little bit more towards a certain direction. Yeah. Did you notice that a lot? How did you feel about how they portrayed you ultimately on the show?
Well, I mean, I hated it on all... season 4, I was ready to be the villain. Okay. I was like, just put me on TV, whatever you got. I would have shit on that stage. I didn't care. So I was ready, and it was so much fun. But, like, after season 4 and getting all the backlash, mm-hmm. That was not fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when All Stars 2 happened, like, I'm not trying to be arrogant or cocky. Mm-hmm. I know the best that I can do for myself, and I knew that's all I could bring to the show. So I was only competing with myself. And I would help everybody on the show and everything. I never said shit about anybody on there. And they would use other people's lines to create a narrative for me.
Oh, snap.
So, like, if you go back and watch All Stars 2, you can clearly see, like, my confessionals, I'm not talking shit about anybody. They have to use, like, Tatiana sitting there saying, like, I think Fifi's playing a game. And then they'll cut to Ginger saying, like, yeah, something about Fifi is just, I don't really know her, so I feel like maybe she's playing it. And then that would trigger the minds of everyone
else. Sure.
And it's smart. It's smart. Yeah. And it works. Even, like, the whole Alyssa thing, I literally said verbatim what the judges said, because in my head I was like, I'm literally saying what they already said, so you can't get mad at me. Yeah. Get mad at the judges.
Yeah.
Wrong. They still got mad at me, like, as if I was the one that said it. Yeah. So, but even that was set up, how the circle was for the mirror scene.
That's
insane. But you're not angry about that. That's TV, hey. That's
I was mad that what I talked about on set the days, I actually went off on set and I wanted to leave the set because I was done. Wow. Because I felt stupid for believing that these people really wanted me to succeed when in reality I was just a ratings character for them. That's what hurt. So, but at, then at the end of the day, I have to realize that that's their job as a story producer, and I signed up for it. So, yeah.
So I saw one of your most vulnerable videos, right? The one where you are in your apartment in New York.
Yes.
So, and there you created like the impression. I don't know if that the one song, if that's the X that you sing of.
Oh, the thank you one.
No, that was a different X. The X that one's about actually left me because of Drag Race.
Oh, yeah,
he didn't like when on my original season they released our boy pictures first, and he didn't like the attention I was getting.
Yeah,
and he literally packed up his stuff in a van and then hid it while I was at work one day. Mm. But I mean, the karma. He actually got in a car accident and totaled his car. He was fine, perfectly fine. But he totaled his car and lost everything, and I was just like.
So, so your drama with the sunglasses, that ex, what happened to him? Was he ever like charged or whatever?
I have no clue where he is.
So he just disappeared. That was the last time when he left.
Yeah, his nickname was Psycho. That's how bad it was. Yeah, he was really bad. But it was my first boyfriend. He was super abusive too. It was just a bad situation. I shouldn't have been in that situation. But yeah, but I have not talked to him. And I have no clue where he's at, and I'm happy.
Good.
So
yeah.
Do you have contact with RuPaul?
No. You shouldn't talk to any of us.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, actually. Yeah. There's some queens that say all this stuff about her, about, like, you're not allowed to look her in the eye or not address her on the show. And then others say, no, that's not true. And
is there
different experiences with different queens, or... does those queens just not want to tell the truth?
This is the thing. The queens will say what they need to say because they want to get back on the show or they want to be good with the producers. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie and be fake. That she does, you're not allowed to talk to her and converse with her. And it makes sense because if she sat there and talked to you on set and people got mad and was like, hey, they're showing favoritism, and then let's say that person succeeds and they can like pull that card. So no, she's not really allowed to talk to you. On All Stars, she did like loosen up a little bit and talk to us, but not as... like, she's not like, hey, girl, you want to go get tea or something?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, that'll also be exhausting, I think.
Yeah.
Fever Heart. An emergency SOS. Somebody save me. I knew it from the start. I got a fever. But it's popish, this CD.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying this with surprise because I read some R&B, but it's pop.
Yeah, there's a few songs in there that were under the R&B category, so the album goes under R&B. Like Play was in there. That was my first single too, and it went to number 2 on iTunes under Solange Knowles. But I'll be number 2 to a Knowles. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah, that's good. But
I like this.
Thank you. Like an overdose.
So, did you start your act before RuPaul? Did you start as a singing drag queen?
No. I didn't want to sing as a drag queen. I feel more comfortable singing as a boy.
Still.
Yeah, I mean, wearing wigs and being cinched and tights and tucked and all that, it's a lot. And it's, especially when you're singing and stuff, like, it's a lot to work with.
You look incredible as Fifi.
Oh, well, I didn't hear you. No, thank you. That's great. Thank you.
I sometimes have to do a double take. Oh my God. Yeah. Mm. Not that you're ugly. I mean, it's just a total transformation.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Especially with the short hair.
With the short hair.
Yeah, there's one.
I love short hair.
There's one thing that I saw. But there's also like a makeup, sort of a makeup thing that you do.
Yeah.
But then you put, and this confuses me, maybe Betty can also help me out here, but you put on orange makeup, but then afterwards...
When? In season 4 I did.
Now, orange is for if you have like a beard or something.
Yeah, the color correct. Yeah. Oh. Is that what you're talking about? Like around this area? Oh, yeah, that's the color correct. So, like, my gray. So, like, when I shave, because I have such light skin, like, you can see, like, the gray from, like, your beard.
Yeah.
So, the orange will cancel that out.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought you meant my actual orange skin in season 4, because I was pretty orange. Then, yeah. I was, like, tanning twice a day. It was ridiculous.
Bernard is here also to tell us about gossip tales that's going around in the world of the gay people.
So you're actually confusing the guy.
That was the worst.
Like, you're calling me Bernard and he's calling me Betty, and
that's okay.
Like,
yes, I've got lots of names.
Who the fuck is it? Does he know that you also do drag?
Probably not.
Okay, that's why
I'm not world famous.
Yeah, no.
Yet,
but you're, so that's why he called him God, Betty, because he's also Betty. But he's Bernard now.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. I'll actually be next door to you last night.
Tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
At Beefcakes.
Okay.
Yes, performing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, maybe we can like meet up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see what you look like.
Not like this.
Not like that. It's like I'm a woman.
So please join in if you have some juicy gossip news fresh from the States. But let's go, Bernard. I still don't have the sting, because that's the way we run things here.
Yeah, very professional, like I said earlier.
I don't know, it's fucking...
He lost everything.
Oh,
his mind, the stings, everything.
When you moved house.
No. Oh, we fucked it up. Not me. That's not going to work. Okay.
Okay. But, yeah, pretend this thing just played. Obviously, everyone knows All Stars 4 is coming up.
I saw.
And Fifi Aurea is not in it.
No.
But is
what's going on with
were you approached?
I don't know. But do you have people from other All Stars again in?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All Stars 1,
Latrice. Yes, and Manila and Latrice, yes. Yeah. They're in again.
Were you approached for it? Or were they just like, you know, last time was...
Was I approached?
For the season now.
No comment.
I think they were scared she's not going to pitch.
I'm done with Drag Race. I'll watch it. Yeah,
okay.
But I'm definitely done with it. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's fun. And
yeah, but that's why I also said that you have to acknowledge that it did a lot of good for you.
Yeah, yeah. I've always said that.
Yeah.
Always said that.
Yeah.
It's been life-changing, yes, completely. Yeah. But I'm done.
Fantastic.
And you have to
like
move on.
Like, twice was enough.
That's way more
than
enough.
Yeah. It's wonderful, too.
Yeah.
I just find it interesting that there's some people that weren't very interesting characters in the season they were in that's in All Stars.
Well, this is the thing. We want names. So who?
Valentina.
You don't think Valentina was interesting?
No.
She was like the highlight of that season. But yeah, but she had the most famous, like, I'd like to keep it on, please.
I don't know. And also Pheromone, I can't.
She's going through it right now on social media. Have you seen?
No.
She's going through it because of like I said, everyone's opinions are coming back, and she's like, I wasn't mentally prepared for this.
I think it must be tough.
It's hard.
It must be tough.
It must be, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, everybody has an opinion. Mm. So like,
yeah.
And yeah, but I'm very excited for Manila and Latrice. I love Latrice. I don't know if you or.
No, I love Latrice.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I would love to see Ginger here.
Ginger Minj?
Yes. I love Ginger.
Why?
I think she's very quirky and I like her.
I was just with her on the tour and we did a roast battle. Just
yeah, I watched your videos where you just eat gummy sweets. Like,
oh, yeah?
And this... Her facial expressions, I just love her. So,
okay,
fuck you good. All, I love her.
She had her chance. Two times.
Mm.
You like them bring back people?
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
But Valentina is there.
I like to keep it on.
And then Celine Dion brought out a clothing range.
Okay, what? That was a big segue now.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
A gender-neutral...
like 4x4 segue.
Gender-neutral clothing range for kids.
Interesting. Yeah. Is it just why? Like white Mormon clothes?
No. She actually... she's partnering with a fashion brand, Nu.
Where
is that from?
I've no idea. Nu, and her range will be called Celine Nu. I'm not joking. This
wow.
is.
Wow.
How does it spell?
This is Celine Nu.
It's like
in
one word.
In one word.
In you.
Yeah.
So I saw
Okay, I didn't listen to the content.
No, apparently it's not an eyesore. Sorry.
Very well designed.
But the one director, so she's with, there's like two directors, right? And the one interview I saw on CNN, but the one person looks, I know it's about gender neutrality, whatever, but the one person looks like, you can't say if it's a man or a woman.
Very gender neutral.
And that's why she was cast.
Interesting.
Okay. Is that the fluid thing?
No, why? I've got questions about this now. Yeah. So what does it look like? What do the clothes look like? Because if it's gender neutral, it can't
pink
be like
with frills
pants,
or it's just like blue with cars on. It's just something that anyone can wear. It's like black with stars on.
Mm. Or green.
It's
or
like, it can go both ways.
I think it's cool though.
Yeah.
I
think it's
very
brilliant.
I
want
to see pictures. I need pictures. I'm a visual person.
There's actually a video you can go watch where Celine saves babies from gender jail.
Gender jail.
It sounds like a joke.
I need to see this.
But it's true. From gender jail, and then she gets arrested and goes to jail because she tried to save the baby. It's a lot.
Can we put it on the Casper Radio Show Facebook page?
What is
but
that?
Yeah, it's called the
Nunus. Okay.
So go out and get you some.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a brand new animated series on Netflix.
Okay.
Called Super Drags.
Aww.
And voiced by Ginger Minch and Shangela and Trixie Mattel.
What?
So I saw the first episode. It's very funny. But now this.
Hold on. Jeremy, like, just shook his head violently.
Me? No.
And you were like, is it funny though?
No, it is funny. No.
Okay. It's very funny. I found it very funny. But now there's always those gays that have to, like, no, that's not right.
The humor is definitely for a certain person.
Yes.
Yeah.
The humor is for gay people to laugh at gay people. It's not sure. if straight people are gonna watch it, they might see like, oh, is that how gay people are?
Yeah.
So it can be quite out there, but it's very funny. The opening scene is a bus full of gay people coming from some gay thing they do, and they crashed into a lake. So the super drags try to save them, and while saving them, Ginger's character, the bus driver was a homophobic some twat, but like grabbing his crotch in the midst of saving all these people, and then oh shame, he's very cute, so we're letting you go, but that's so typical gay. So if you can see the funny in it, you will love the show.
She's actually getting a lot of shit for that right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for, like, groping a man that was passed out.
Yeah, but I mean...
Like, her character did it. They're attacking her for it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's a cartoon.
Stupid. But that's the thing. I mean, like, if it was a serious film or whatever, and the person was grabbing someone while passed out, yes. But it's a cartoon, and it's funny, and it's supposed to be comedy.
I think Ginger, Shangela, and Willem are excellent in the voiceovers.
Yeah.
I don't like Trixie on there. And Trixie's one of my really good friends. I'm a huge fan of her work, but I don't like her voice in her character.
Then again,
she's
Valentina for me.
Oh, so it's like the Powerpuff Queens. I don't know.
Girls, it's like a gay Powerpuff. Well, actually, it's like the gay Charlie's Angels. These Powerpuff Girls, yeah.
Let's go, ladies.
Is that Ginger Minj?
Oh,
Ginger Minj is lemon, yeah.
I just wanted to go to a Goldie Rock concert. It's my dream.
Shut up, you disgusting homo.
Oh, is that the one?
Oh, my acrylic.
The Super Drags are here, and we have come to take it uptown.
Okay, I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's
it's only 5 hours.
I think you'll enjoy it, yeah. Really.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but yeah, okay.
It means you will enjoy it.
Okay, my kind of humor.
And then some local news.
Ooh. Yes,
please. Ooh.
Who got murdered?
No one.
Yay!
No. Not today.
Not today, Satan.
Phantom of the Opera World Tour is coming up, and our very own Jonathan Rocksmith will play Phantom.
And that is news because
because he's a fox of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Thoughts, a friend of the show.
We've told him that
not
to
anymore.
His face.
Not apparently not, no.
So our interview has been cancelled.
But yeah, so, and I think it's great for South Africa theatre because, I mean, there's so many world tours with majority South African cast. Lion King that's touring the world now with the South African cast. Chicago with the South African cast. So, yeah. And
but he's the only South African.
In Phantom of the Opera, yes.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to establish. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. No, Jonathan...
No need to shout at me.
I'm not shouting. I love Jonathan. He's very talented.
And Christian and I are having fun. Just
and he knows it. So next,
I live for this show.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. And we're supposed to be live on air.
I love it.
On a lighter note, gay man dies after injecting silicone.
You
his genitals.
Promised.
What?
Yes.
Can you send me a link? Cause no, he promised. He promised no one died.
In that section.
Okay.
In that story.
Yes, yeah. New story. So,
wait, send me the link to this. This is great content.
Jack Chapman is an online wannabe porn star.
Yeah.
That's doing all these little... well, he
dead,
did. Not like anymore. All these videos from his couch at home. Injecting saline into his ball sack, basically, to make it bigger.
Oh.
And his fans loved it, and he was trying for a more permanent
look.
Solution.
Look, yes.
Make no, the
solution,
bigger.
Excuse the pun. So, he injected silicone.
Well, that's silly. Well,
that's very silicone.
And then what happened?
And then he died.
Oh.
How did he die?
And from injecting silicone.
What's very
into
funny
his
for
genital.
Me is that on his death certificate, cause of death, silicone. Injection syndrome.
Oh, is that a thing?
That's a that's thing.
I'm assuming injecting an into you is not a good...
Yeah.
Well,
no.
Oh, so maybe he did it a lot of times. If there was a syndrome, then he did it a lot of times.
Yeah.
But he's dead now.
He's dead now. Okay. His website is not existing
anymore.
Is he good anymore.
Looking, though?
I have no idea.
that's the whole thing. Yeah. Is he good?
No. See, that's the humor of Super Drag.
That is, yeah.
That's typical.
But don't tell him. Tell me.
When someone dies, we laugh.
Yeah. Listen, have you got more news?
No.
Okay. Now, Christian, won't you go the animal route with Fifi?
The animal route?
Never.
What are we getting into?
Okay. Every now and then, you need a good story to warm your heart. And if it involves a beloved pet, even better. Prepare yourself for the warm fuzzies brought to you by Provecto.
Does so Fifi know what he's... Jeremy know what he's got to do now.
I'm going to fill him in. I'm going to get him in the loop. So, Jeremy loops. It's funny. Anyway, so we have this segment every week where we have our guests tell us a story about one of their pets. Have you ever had a pet?
I have two.
Oh, aww. Fantastic. Yeah. Please tell us.
I have two Shiba Inus. they're named Lego and Atari.
What the hell
is Shiba Inu?
They look like a fox. It's like a Japanese
they're
dog.
They're super cute.
I want one. Yeah, they look like a
fox. I want
foxes.
One now. Because that one looks a bit like a fox.
Yeah, wait. They're really cute. But I'm never home. And my husband was taking care of the dogs, obviously. Well, and he got into these... He had caffeine pills. I don't know why he had it. It was like totally like Saved by the Bell, like when Jesse takes the caffeine. It was like that. So I get home. I literally I literally just get off the plane. I get home, and then Lego's just like bouncing off the walls. And I was like, what the hell happened? And he ended up getting the pills, and it's sad. He had to go actually go to the hospital and get pumped. I was so scared. I was like, here's my dogs. You can see them. Yeah, I was so scared. But he's fine. He's great. But I was like, they're coming with me on tour from now on.
Yeah. Not leaving them behind. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I see what you mean. Yeah. There is a slight foxy look.
Yeah, Lego's the red, nice. And then Atari is the...
Was Lego pinging off the walls?
Yeah, he was flying. He was like Super Drags. Yeah.
Fantastic. So okay, cute. What's that Instagram name?
Lego and Atari. So at Lego and Atari.
Okay, so if you want to...
So people with hair.
I love people.
No, Lego and Atari, my darling. Yeah. And you can follow there.
You like video games?
I do love video games.
Because, like, I saw the Pokemon tattoo, and then...
Oh!
Yeah. And now
Pokemon is making a big comeback now again.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Upset about the movie, though.
About... Are we talking about Detective Pikachu?
Yes. I thought it was so cute, and then Ryan Reynolds is voicing Pikachu.
In a deep... It's weird.
I mean, he's like, Pikachu's a smartass.
It's... It makes... Like, the movie should not... Like, it's the most insane...
I'm still going to watch it.
No, obviously. But, like, it's the most insane idea ever.
Yeah. But I'm a big gamer, though. That gets, like, my way to, like, wind down.
Oh, work, bitch. I just saw a picture.
6,000...
What are you
so doing? My dog's actually used to model for West Elm, which is a furnishing company in New York. So they were like, so if you ever saw like an ad of like this beautiful couch in this living room, it was my dog on the couch that was sitting there.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I just wanted to follow Lego and Atari, and I got a message. This action was blocked.
Oh, what?
Please try again later. We restrict certain content.
They're very famous. Their management team is.
That is.
So this management sitting there.
I don't know what that is about.
Tell us if you think we made a mistake. It's two dogs,
what?
For fuck's sake.
Are you not allowed to follow them?
No.
Oh my That's God. So weird. I don't
Unless
know.
Unless Fifi.
Okay.
Can you follow
Action
me?
Blocked.
You can't follow me either?
No.
Let me try. Oh my goodness.
Try immediately. Lego Atari and Fifi. Lego, then Lego. Fifi will come
really,
on.
You can't follow?
Legos like that?
Lego and Atari, yeah. Just and.
Just A follow?
And. And
A. T. A. Right there, yeah.
There. Okay, so now I'm pressing the follow button.
What's going
Action
on?
Action blocked.
Wait, I wonder if that's on my actual Instagram too.
It's you. Are you being followed by the Trump people?
Oh my God. You know, I don't know how I'm not because I talk shit to him every day. So, wow, weird.
I don't even have any porn on my side.
So now I'm obviously... I can't go on Instagram.
And now I need to look because if... Well, then that can't help my own Instagram then if everyone's getting blocked.
You're like, why have I not been experiencing any growth lately?
Why is there nobody...
But it's Lego and Atari. Those are the animals that you take with you now.
No, I don't. They do stay at home, but...
Still.
Yeah, they're fine, though. They are.
You see,
fine.
I take mine because...
I know. I wish I could.
I had two, but then the one died, and I felt so sorry, and then I'm taking him along now.
How long have you had the dogs?
2 years.
2 years. Oh, so they're still like little puppies.
They are. They're young.
Yeah.
Aww.
I love them.
And how do you work it in America? Do you go out to parks to walk the dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We walk them. And there's a dog park like right across the street from us. So.
And it's like a pickup area for gays?
Better not. Well, I need to see who my husband's trying to pick up first. Yeah. There's nobody cute at that park. I can tell you that. That's not me. I don't know who that is.
There's an imposter called Jeremy
Carey. Yeah, that's a fake account.
Oh, really? Well,
but 68 followers.
What? Report immediately.
Ooh, there's a Jeremy Carey fan.
Aww.
Let's see, but at least they said fan. That's
Ooh.
Fine.
It's a distinction. Is that you?
Yeah, that's on top of my rooftop.
I'm desperately trying us to get back to this.
So would you definitely say you're a dog person?
I love dogs. I've had cats too.
When did you have cats?
Back
when you lived with your parents or?
No, I haven't lived with my parents for a very long time.
How old are you?
Old enough to not live with my parents for cool. a very long time. Yeah. No, I'm 33.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's a good age.
I love being 30,
Jesus
actually.
Died. He did.
Uh-huh. I love my 30s, though. Like, yeah. I think it's amazing.
It is nice. Because then you got some knowledge.
Yeah.
But you still got the look.
But I just don't care. Like, I feel like your 20s, you just care so much about what other people think. And I have zero fucks now. I don't care.
Goals.
Yeah. I do not care. And I have my life, my dogs, my husband. Like, I have everything I need. Everything else is a plus if it happens. But, yeah.
Amazing.
So back to being a cat or dog person. So, where did you grow up?
And I grew up in Texas.
In Texas. I don't know why I almost went to Texas.
I saw it. Yeah.
So, do you guys live on a farm or do you live
no,
in like
No, everybody
suburbs?
Thinks that. Like, we have, like, cowboy hats and, like... No, I live in San Antonio, which is, like, very... there's a lot of... there's a big Hispanic culture there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Are you Hispanic?
I'm Portuguese and Filipino.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. Alright, okay. I was going to ask, but I was like, is this insensitive? Is
no,
this,
you
okay
can ask whatever.
Ask things like that? Anyway, so back then, what pitch did you grow up with?
Wait, I'm sorry?
What pets did you grow up with?
I always had dogs. It was always, like, Labradors and, like, retrievers.
Like, generic American dog.
A total, like, yeah. Family, like, that's like the picture perfect American family is
in front,
like,
of the
Labrador
house with their,
yeah,
little lab.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Was it called Sam?
Yeah. It was Lucky, actually.
Oh my god,
probably doesn't help it. Yeah, that was our dog's name.
And then, oh, sorry, I was just going for it. And then, at what point did the cats come into your life?
I had a cat named Kiyoki when I, like, lived on my own.
What does that mean?
Kiyoki?
Yeah.
Have you seen Party Monster?
No.
He's a famous DJ.
Okay.
And it was DJ Kiyoki, but my cat's name was Kiyoki. And then I moved from Texas to Chicago, and I couldn't bring him, so I gave him to a family, mm-hmm, but it's fine.
I wanted to ask about the heat, because we are having a heat wave at the moment. How do you experience
it? I'm fine with this, yeah.
You're fine?
Yeah.
That's very Texan.
I mean, we are in,
I mean, it's
an air-conditioned room.
I mean, it feels great in here, but yeah, I'm fine with the heat. As long as I'm, like, under shade or something, I'm good. Yeah.
You can do something about it.
Which is very similar to Texas, so.
Exactly. Yeah. When you said that, I thought, he knows about the heat.
Yeah.
But, like, Joburg heat waves are not like the rest of the country's heat waves. You get, like, high 20s, and we're like, oh, it's so hot.
No, but
like, my parents are like in 30. It's like 37 in the northwest.
We are in 35.
It's like 33. It's not that bad.
Please.
It was hot yesterday.
It was hot. Yeah.
So when you arrived here, was it what you expected? Were you surprised not to see lions in the streets?
Why does everybody say no? I didn't.
Because we get it a lot. We're like, everyone's like, where's the lions? We're like, in the park.
I went to New York last
like
year, and
Texas have farms, right?
No, that's fair enough. But I mean, Texas is the biggest state, so there are farms.
One person asked, like, obviously my accent, and like, where are you from? South Africa, and he's like, aren't you afraid to stay there? I'm like, I thought the whole racial thing was like, no, I'm fine, thank you. Like, but crocodiles eat people. I was like,
no.
Yes, if you jump into a lake with them, but not on my way to work.
The thing that surprised me actually was the architecture here. Like, it's the buildings are beautiful. I did not expect that.
Mm. Thank you. We made them ourselves.
Thank you. Yeah, you're yeah. No, it's like the design is just beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, in New York, it's just like a bunch of gray concrete buildings, and so it's like refreshing to see all these like beautiful designed buildings.
Okay. But that's because I think he's talking about things like the Discovery Building and stuff.
Probably.
Like that,
where they so there's three you like.
Well, you have three beautiful buildings here.
You have so many.
Like an insurance head office.
I don't know. There was that egg thing that we saw. What was? I don't know what that was.
Egg thing?
It was like a gold and black looking.
You're not in London now, right?
No, that's the new. The pineapple. I don't know what.
It's where the saint was. That's where we ate the dinner too.
Oh, with the saint.
Yeah. It's a car. I think it's BMW or something. It's their offices or something.
I don't know, but it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that animal story is brought to you by the tasty treat that protects dogs against ticks, fleas, and mites for up to 12 weeks.
Are you going to World Pride next year?
No. Not that I know of. I don't know. I don't.
Oh. I forgot you need money to go some places.
No, I don't know. I stay so busy,
stays in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, you said World Pride or New York Pride?
Well, World Pride is in New York.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even go to Prides. I don't really.
Okay.
Honestly, I've done Prides for so many years that I'm done.
You've been prided out.
Yeah, I got enough pride. We're good.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I'll let the younger ones do it.
I'm with you completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, fuck, I want to sit down and
watch TV.
YouTube videos. I'm unblocking it.
I've lived in New York now for like 7 years, and I still have not gone to a New York Pride.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Have you done other New York-y things? Like, the generic New York-y things.
Like what?
New York-y?
Like Statue of Liberty and like that stuff?
Statue of Liberty, Broadway, the usual?
Well, of course, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, my husband loves like musical theater and stuff. So.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
okay.
I just saw Peppermint's show, which is really, really good.
I hope it's still showing when I go. I'll be
not.
See that.
Yeah. Which is sad because it's so good, but it's not getting the attention it needs. Like, it's a really good show, but unfortunately, I don't know. When are you going?
Full price.
Oh.
Next year, May, June. Aren't you?
May.
June.
Do you have a closing date?
It's closing soon.
Oh, well, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, so that's going to be
But it was great. It was great. And she was amazing in it, actually, so that was really nice to see.
I love New York, hey?
I do, too.
It's the best.
It just feels like home. Like, when I walk out the house and I can be myself. Like, in Texas, I couldn't do that. Yeah, so.
But that's exactly what I told people. It's the first time in my life I felt I belong.
Like, free.
Like, no one looked at me funny. No one cared. No one...
I haven't got time for that shit.
And in New York, there's always someone crazier sitting next to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Have you been, Gav? Yeah, you've been just now. What the fuck, Kent?
Oh, my goodness.
He actually stole the cushion off her lap.
To be fair, she's been looking for what? Action for a while. So
what is Ken doing with the pillow?
He's got a thing for pillows.
He's got a thing for pillows.
Or maybe it's a cushion. I think it's called a cushion.
Oh, it's his fuck pillow. I don't know what I'm and I'm saying you're embarrassing. But apparently it's a sign of happiness, hey?
It is. Very. Yeah.
Oh, well, you're normally happy when you fuck something.
Oh, shame. I'm sorry.
My kids are not listening to the show.
No, yeah. No. Wipe this out, eh? Delete chat.
Yeah, New York, I would move there tomorrow.
Yeah. I want to.
Like, but not New York City.
Don't say Jersey.
Like not so far out, but outskirts. Like maybe your midtown, be like town or whatever.
I live right outside, right like the first stop into Brooklyn. So which is nice because I can go to the Hustle and Bustle when I want to, and then I can just get away and it'll be quiet and nice. So.
Oh, look at them having public transport. La dee da.
What's happening with that person?
Christian and Ken.
I'm just trying.
You two are very busy.
He's strangling me now.
I don't know what's happening. I'm taking the cushion away.
Well, if you have nothing to do, the 3rd of July.
Okay.
Come see me at Stonewall.
Okay. I live Stonewall, actually. It's a very, very cool building. Lots of history. Nobody died there, Derek Barry. So. Yeah.
Are you telling him to... Are you going to be standing at Stonewall? Or are you going to do something?
I'm performing there. I told you.
He did tell
That's
us.
That's exciting. Have you performed there before?
Did no.
You?
No, well, did, like, no, I'm not.
This is the first
super
time
excited and super nervous.
Why? No, don't be nervous. Go have fun. New York is amazing with their queens. So
I'm nervous because my style of performance and your typical American drag queen performance is so different.
But that's what's great about New York. You're going to say that, and I guarantee you're going to find your audience there. I guarantee it. Because New York, there's so many people, and there's so many different forms of the art in New York, especially with drag, that you will be perfect.
Because if I see a New York queen perform... I just see...
No, they don't. No, you haven't seen them all then. No. That's like... that's like Pixie Aventura, which is a girl there that waves her hands.
Yeah.
But that's it. No. There's so many different forms of the art there. And what's really cool is like each borough has their own style of drag too. Ah. So you will be perfectly fine.
Aww.
I just want to ask you a question. There's a vegetable that's never mentioned.
Hello?
That's a good segue. Okay.
There's a vegetable that's never mentioned in the Bible. What is it?
The Bianca potato. Del Rio.
How do you know that?
Oh, wait. Is that really it?
Yeah.
Oh.
How the fuck does he know all these questions?
Did you Google it?
I swear to God, it was just
you
a game.
You did that so fast.
Yes, he got
it. I was like, what's
fair?
The no, dumbest fair. Thing that should probably be in there? A potato. Yeah.
But I feel like they would have eaten potatoes back then.
Mm. I just... Yeah. No, they ate, like, bread and fish mostly. Just, like, manna from the sky.
That is true, yeah. You don't hear about...
And they, like, bash, like, goat's head.
Two loaves of bread, not the two potatoes.
That was a test.
Well, I am gobsmacked.
Well, I'm gobsmacked by the fact that you are reading things regarding the Bible.
Speaking of...
but can't you see the breakout on his cheek?
I'm breaking out. Okay, so Curious Dog must be watched.
The Curious
Dog. We got the why is a Norman called the Norman?
A Norman?
What is a Norman?
And look at Kesper just automatically looking
at it. Yeah, because he's got two lines.
Okay. I watched a lot of Jeopardy.
What is Norman?
Yeah, in the year 800, they came to England, the Normans. And that's how England started.
Isn't it the Mormons?
Like, nomads?
The Mormons.
Maybe I had the name wrong. Like the Normans.
Norman. He's a Mormon.
The Mormons came to England and...
Yeah, some Mormons.
Norman.
Norman.
Like paranormal. I don't know.
Is there an answer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they are from...
Normandy.
Yes, and that means they came from the north.
Oh, yay.
That didn't work well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Have a good show tonight.
Sorry. Thank you very much. I
do that sometimes as well, but then I'm very happy.
It's at Babylon at what time?
I will get there at 9:30 and I will be drinking and meeting everybody, so come out and see me.
Ah, like
9:30.
Babylon, the Joburg Bar.
But... I saw the advertised meet and greet like from super early.
Yeah, we're moving that. So I will be there at 9:30, and then
that's
you
a fuck
can
up.
Hang out. And yeah,
because my plan was like,
see
him
afterwards.
That quickly before the show.
See him afterwards.
I look so terrible after the show.
He wants to see like what you look like.
Exactly. My like makeup is on my arse.
No, told me okay. Like before.
I'm friends with Jacob Caliente. I've seen the worst. It's fine.
And then tomorrow you same play again.
Yeah, but a brand new show. So they can do two different shows. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when are you in Cape Town then?
I'm not going. We're going to go to a safari this weekend.
Fun. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to Cape Town as well.
No.
That's a pity. It's a good. It's a nice place.
I've heard.
About talk about Cape Town. There's a queen there that is like a super fan of you.
Okay.
If you can like just share a hello or something to Hi. Manila Von Teese.
Oh, I have Manila Von Teese. I wish I
got no, don't fuck it up like that. Malala. Yeah, say it nicely now.
Was that not nice?
No!
It sounded like Manila you're trying to come up with Trump's wife's name.
What? She's listening. But you are making a life now.
Oh my gosh.
That's just Christmas. My
voice. We're going to make you famous.
Hi, Manila Von Teese.
She's one of the like, top queens of SA, and she wanted to be a
particular queen. Over the top like, hey, Manila Von Teese, I'm so excited, and I wish I was...
Don't be
Hey, Manila Von Teese, I wish I was seeing you, and I love you so freaking much. Please send me a DM so we can chat and be best friends. Love you. Mwah.
Oh my god. Mwah.
Yeah, that was so sincere.
That's Casper the heart.
We loved having you on. We have to stop now.
Manila, you're going to be blocked like Casper and I was. I'm just saying.
Oh, shame. No. Life is made now. So listen, enjoy tonight. I might see you.
I hope so.
Oh, I've got tickets. Yay!
Woo!
And, lucky fish. And enjoy tomorrow night as well. And go say hello with your sweaty fucking
will.
Face.
We'll meet up tonight.
Sweaty
we'll
Betty.
Yeah.
Sweaty.
I love that.
I like that very much.
Or capital HIM.
This is CliffCentral.com.